my expectations of Tama in 2013 was that they were going to be able to unleash the beast. So for the most part, Tama wasn't going to be the only guy having to rush on every single play. Tama was going to have Justin on the other side. He was going to have some blitzes. Maybe it's from a safety. Maybe it's from Derek Johnson. Maybe it's from another inside linebacker. But every play, Tama was going to have some help.
I thought early on in the season, Justin Houston was dominant. And that took some attention away from Tamba Ali. Then you started getting that second month of the season, you look at the numbers, and he's coming up with 2 sacks, 2.5, 1 sack, and his motor was so good. And I do think he was somewhat rejuvenated by having Justin Houston so effective on the other side.
Here comes another blitz, and he fumbles the ball! Tamba Ali just continues to pursue the National Football League quarterbacks with reckless abandon.
When they would meet at the quarterback, unbelievable. What was Case Keenum thinking? I mean, really. In the second half of that game when the Texans were here, making his first NFL start, he's got Justin Houston coming from one side, he's got Tamba on the other. Well, those two guys coming together, phenomenal. And I think Houston helped out Tamba just as much as Tamba helped out Houston.
Tonight we play assignment football. Let's do your job. Like Coach said, we don't want to leave this field and regret anything tonight. So when we get on this field, leave it all out.
It's all out, baby.
Chiefs on three. 1, 2, 3, Chiefs.
I think Tamba forces everybody on this team to raise their level to where he's at and to make sure no matter what that they give everything they got.
Yeah, man, let's go. Let's play, let's play, let's play. This is what we do now. Let's play, let's play, let's play. Let's go now, let's go now, let's go. Let's go now. Too close, this game too close.
When you look at Tamba Ali and what he can offer this football team and offer the young players, that motor, that constant motor where you never go, you're playing whistle to whistle, and that's something that you just can't coach.
You don't necessarily have to sack the quarterback, but you have to affect the play. And that's one thing that Tamba can do. He affects the play, whether he gets to the quarterback. And he also knows how to fight off those tackles that are trying to hold him. You know, they try to hold him every single play.
Hey, ref, holding all day now. What's that? What's that? Thank you. He's done that a whole game.
And I think the other thing with Tamba Ali is there's, you know, the question as your physical tools do begin to erode, which is normal for everybody, and it starts to happen about the age Tamba Ali is, can you compensate with intelligence? Can you compensate with experience?
Take the snap, hand off McFadden. Pryor's going to keep it. This time he goes down. Down he goes as Tamba Ali reads the zone read perfectly, and 3rd and 2 becomes a loss of 5.
Early on, Tamba could just out-physical the opposition. Now you have to prepare even harder, studying your opponents, being in the classroom, watching film.
Sometimes the veterans, just step back and say, okay, I don't need to go 110% on this play. If I go 80, that's good enough, and then I'll set them up, and then I'll go 110, 2 plays from now, and then I'll get the result that I need. And I think that's what you get from Tamba. He's a crafty vet, he's been around, super talented, works his tail off.